Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Heal Your Relationship with Money by Kara Stevens is a personal finance and self-help book focused on the emotional and psychological roots of money behavior. Rather than treating financial struggle as only a budgeting or income problem, it examines how beliefs, family patterns, shame, and past experiences shape the way people earn, spend, save, and avoid financial decisions. The book is aimed especially at readers who feel stuck in recurring money stress despite knowing basic financial advice. Stevens approaches money as a relationship that can be repaired through self-awareness, honest reflection, and practical behavior change. Its purpose is to help readers identify the deeper reasons behind their financial habits, release inherited dysfunction, and build a healthier, more intentional connection to money that supports long-term stability. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding your why is the foundation for financial change. A central idea in the book is that money behavior rarely begins with numbers alone. It is shaped by early experiences, family conversations, cultural expectations, and the emotional atmosphere surrounding money at home. Stevens treats these influences as formative because they often become invisible rules that guide adulthood decisions. A person may overwork because scarcity was normalized, overspend because pleasure was linked to relief, or avoid finances because conflict made money feel unsafe. By tracing these habits back to their roots, the book helps readers see that many financial patterns are learned rather than fixed traits. This matters because it replaces shame with analysis. Instead of asking why someone is bad with money, the book asks what messages taught them to act that way. That shift creates the possibility of change, since learned patterns can be examined and revised rather than simply blamed. Secondly, why shame and avoidance keep financial problems in place? The book emphasizes that financial progress is blocked as much by emotional resistance as by lack of knowledge. Many people avoid looking at account balances, debt, or spending because those facts trigger shame, fear, or a sense of failure. Stevens argues that this avoidance is understandable, but it becomes costly when it prevents clear decision-making. Her approach invites readers to notice their reactions to money without collapsing into self-judgment. That means recognizing whether anxiety leads to denial, whether guilt leads to secrecy, or whether frustration leads to impulsive spending. The value of this topic is that it reframes awareness as a necessary step in healing, not as punishment. Readers are encouraged to confront their financial reality in a direct but compassionate way so that they can make choices based on information instead of panic. In this sense, self-awareness is not just reflective work. It is a practical tool for interrupting patterns that keep people financially stuck. Thirdly, how inherited money habits become emotional survival strategies. Another important dimension of the book is its focus on inherited dysfunction, meaning financial behaviors passed down through families or developed as survival strategies. Stevens recognizes that people often repeat patterns such as secrecy, instability, chronic overextension, or emotional spending because those behaviors once served a purpose. In difficult environments, reactive money habits can help people cope, protect themselves, or get through immediate hardship. The problem is that survival strategies do not always work in stable adult life. The book encourages readers to identify which habits are still useful and which are simply old defenses carried forward. This distinction is important because it prevents moralizing. A pattern is not automatically wrong just because it is unsustainable. By naming dysfunctional inheritance clearly, the book gives readers permission to question family norms without rejecting their history. The result is a more mature financial identity, one that honors where those habits came from while choosing practices that better fit current needs and goals. Fourthly, money as a relationship, rather than a purely technical problem, Stevens presents money as something people relate to, not just something they manage. That framing makes room for emotions such as fear, resentment, control, desire, and guilt, all of which can distort financial decisions if left unexamined. Making peace with money does not mean becoming passive or indifferent. It means reducing the internal conflict that makes money feel like an enemy, a source of worth, or a measure of personal success. The book suggests that healthier money behavior begins when readers stop treating every financial mistake as proof of character failure. Instead, they can move towards steadier habits because the relationship is less combative. This perspective is especially useful for readers who have tried rigid systems and then abandoned them after stress or inconsistency. By focusing on emotional repair, the book addresses why many financial plans collapse under real-life pressure. Peace with money is therefore presented as a functional condition when fear and shame decrease, clarity, consistency, and follow-through become more realistic. Lastly, from insight to action building financial habits that can last, the book is not limited to introspection. It connects emotional insight to everyday financial action. Once readers understand their money story, they are better positioned to make decisions about spending, saving, debt, and planning that reflect their real values rather than their old reactions. Stephen's approach suggests that practical tools work best when they are matched with the right internal mindset. For example, a budget is more sustainable when it is not built as a punishment, and saving is more effective when it supports security instead of proving discipline. This topic matters because it bridges the gap between emotional healing and material outcomes. Many books focus only on strategy, while others focus only on feelings. This book connects both, arguing that lasting stability requires each. The practical implication is that financial systems should be simple enough to maintain and honest enough to reflect actual behavior. That combination gives readers a better chance of changing not just isolated habits, but their overall relationship to money over time. In conclusion, Heal Your Relationship with Money will appeal most to readers who have tried conventional budgeting advice but still feel blocked by anxiety, guilt, or recurring self-sabotage around money. It is especially relevant for people who recognize that their financial habits are tied to family history, scarcity thinking, or emotional coping patterns, and who want to address those roots rather than only the symptoms. The book offers both intellectual and practical value. It helps readers understand why they behave the way they do, while also pointing toward more stable decision-making around spending, saving, and accountability. What distinguishes it from many personal finance books is its emphasis on repair rather than control. Instead of presenting money management as a purely technical discipline, it treats it as an emotional relationship that can be reshaped through awareness and honesty. That makes the book particularly useful for readers who feel conventional advice has overlooked the deeper reasons their financial plans keep breaking down. If you would like to support Kara Stephens, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.